Historically, investing in commercial real estate has been, a bit like trying to buy a mountain.
Right,
You
yeah.
don't just, walk up and buy a piece of it. You need an army of lawyers, millions of dollars in capital, and honestly, generations of patience.
It is the absolute definition of an illiquid heavy asset.
Exactly. It's heavy, it's immovable, and for most people, it's just completely out of reach.
For decades, if you wanted the wealth generating power of a major commercial property, you had to be a massive institutional player.
But then you look at what's happening right now in 2026, and suddenly someone has figured out how to digitize the mountain
They really have.
to break it down into these little pebbles that you can analyze, purchase, and trade right from your phone while you're, I don't know, waiting in line for coffee.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are thrilled to have you with us as we explore a massive fundamental shift happening right now in how smart money is investing in real estate through tokenization.
And we are pulling today's insights from a really comprehensive 2026 guide titled Best Tokenized Real Estate Investments, Where Smart Money is Going.
The great piece.
It is. And what is crucial to understand here is that this isn't just, internet speculation. This analysis is backed by heavyweight institutional industry outlooks from McKinsey, PwC, and Deloitte.
The big players.
Exactly. The underlying data from those reports paints a very clear picture. I mean, the experimental phase of tokenization is over. We are now firmly in the practical, widespread adoption phase.
Which means our mission for you today is to get practical. We are going to cut through all the heavy financial and technical jargon.
There's a lot of it, too.
Oh, definitely. We want to uncover the actual mechanics of how breaking down physical properties into digital tokens is totally transforming global investing.
Right.
And more importantly, we're going to figure out how you can identify the best opportunities without suffering from total information overload.
Because it can be overwhelming at first.
For sure. Okay, let's unpack this. Before we evaluate, what specific buildings or global markets to buy into, we really have to look at the why.
The motivation behind it.
Yeah. Why is this suddenly moving from some niche blockchain concept to a mainstream portfolio strategy for everyday investors in 2026?
Well, it is largely a reaction to the extreme volatility we've witnessed in the broader digital asset space over the last few years.
Oh man, the swings have been wild.
Exactly. Investors spent a massive amount of time chasing purely digital assets. And, those purely digital assets offer incredible benefits.
Right, they're highly liquid.
Highly liquid, easy to trade, and they operate on 20 and 47 global markets. But they can also swing wildly in value based entirely on, well, market sentiment.
Yeah, someone famous sends out a social media post, and suddenly your purely digital portfolio is down 30% in an hour.
It happens all the time. So that vulnerability pushed the market to find a middle ground. What's fascinating here is that investors realize they love the digital architecture.
The tech itself.
Right. They love the speed, the fractional ownership, the lack of middlemen. But they desperately need the income stability and tangible, real-world value that a physical property provides.
So they want the best of both worlds.
Exactly. Especially in our current economic climate, they want to anchor their digital portfolios to something real, something that generates actual cash flow, not just speculative hype.
It's like having the solid reliability of a brick and mortar building, but with the add to cart ease of online shopping.
That's a great way to put it.
You get the benefits of property appreciation, but you don't have to fix the leaky roof or deal with the paper deeds. But wait, let me push back on this a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
We're taking a physical building, right? Bricks, glass, steel, and we're adding a digital ledger layer on top of it. Doesn't adding a tech layer just introduce more confusing barriers?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, who actually owns the building? Who is fixing that leaky roof if I just own a token on my phone?
That is honestly the most common hurdle for new investors to grasp. It really helps to separate the economic rights from the operational duties.
Okay, separate them how?
When you buy a real estate token, you are generally buying a digital share of a special purpose vehicle, an SPV.
Right.
That is a legal corporate entity whose sole purpose is to own the physical deed to that specific property.
Got it. So the SPV owns the building.
Yes. And the physical property is still managed by a traditional professional property management company. They fix the roof, they collect the rent, they find the tenants.
Okay, so the physical world operates normally, but how does that actually translate to my digital wallet? Let's say the tenants pay their rent in fiat currency, like euros or dollars.
Right.
Does someone mail me a check for like 12 cents?
No. This is where the technology actually removes administrative nightmares instead of creating them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The tokenized asset operates on what we call a smart contract.
Let's define that for the listener real quick,
Yep.
because smart contract gets thrown around a lot.
Good idea.
I always think of it like a digital vending machine. It doesn't need a cashier. Once the right conditions are met, like you putting in a dollar and pressing the button for a soda, the transaction happens automatically.
Right, perfectly enforcing the rules every single time.
Exactly.
So, in the context of tokenized real estate, the property manager collects the traditional rent, minus their maintenance fees, of course,
Naturally.
and they deposit the net income into a trust. Then the smart contract, acting as that automated vending machine, recognizes the deposit, converts it into a digital stablecoin pegged to a fiat currency
Wait, instantly.
instantly.
Where?
And it distributes it to every single token holder's digital wallet based on the exact fraction they own.
Wow.
So there's no manual accounting, no international wire transfer fees, and definitely no waiting 30 days for a check to clear.
That drastically changes the game, especially when you think about buying property overseas.
Oh, absolutely.
Traditionally, if you wanted to invest in a foreign market, you're dealing with, complex foreign legal structures, opening international bank accounts.
Understanding local tax codes, hiring local notaries.
It's a mountain of paperwork. But with tokenization, the compliance, the legal structuring, the ownership registry, it is all baked into the smart contract itself.
Which means cross-border investing can flourish in a way it never has before.
Yeah.
For the first time, investors can easily evaluate a commercial property in one hemisphere alongside a residential block in another and access both from their home country without any friction.
It fundamentally erases the geographical borders of investing.
It really does.
And that leads us perfectly into the next layer of this deep dive. Now that the geographical borders are essentially erased, the entire world's property market is open to you.
It's a huge shift.
But obviously, a digital token doesn't magically make a bad building profitable.
Definitely not.
A beachfront condo does not behave like a concrete warehouse. The underlying asset still has to generate value.
Exactly.
So let's look at the types of properties driving this market right now. The sources highlight what we can call the big four.
Because the asset type is your foundation. Tokenization is just the wrapper. You still have to play the real estate game.
Let's start with the baseline, which is residential. The guide notes this sector is driven by long-term urbanization and global population growth.
Yeah, residential is arguably the most reliable asset class you can hold. People will always need a place to live, regardless of technological shifts.
Right, shelter is a basic need.
Exactly. What the smart money is looking for in 2026 are tokenized residential properties in cities with limited housing supply but growing populations.
So you're not looking for a quick flip here. You're not buying a residential token hoping it like doubles in value next month.
No. Residential is about dependable, predictable rental yield. It provides a highly dependable floor for a diversified portfolio. It's the defensive anchor.
But residential is just the starting point because what happens when those residents are sitting in their apartments? They are
They're
consuming.
buying things.
Right. They are ordering things online, which forces us to look at the massive infrastructure supporting that consumption. That brings us to the second of the big four, logistics and industrial assets.
The e-commerce boom has permanently altered the landscape of industrial real estate. We are seeing massive demand for warehouses, distribution centers, and last-mile delivery hubs.
Honestly, I look at these logistics centers like the utility companies of the real estate world.
How so?
Well, they are maybe a little boring to look at, just giant concrete boxes sitting off a major highway, but they are incredibly resilient because global e-commerce never sleeps.
That utility analogy is spot on. They are critical infrastructure, and what makes them so attractive to institutional and smart money is the lease structure.
Oh, right, the long terms.
Yeah. Unlike an apartment where a tenant might leave after a year, a logistics center is usually leased to a large multinational corporation on a 5, 10, or sometimes 20-year contract.
That means locked in, reliable income streams. Even if the broader economy dips, the underlying tenant is contractually obligated to pay rent, and people still need basic goods delivered to their door.
It's another defensive play, but often with higher yields than residential.
Nice.
Now, if we look at the other end of the spectrum, we find the third category, which is hospitality and tourism properties, hotels, resorts, luxury short-term rentals.
This feels like the complete opposite of the boring concrete box.
It absolutely is. Hospitality can generate significantly higher returns, especially as global travel expands in specific regional hubs.
But there's a catch, right?
Definitely. The listener needs to understand this comes with much higher variability. Your occupancy rates, and therefore your token's digital yield, will fluctuate wildly.
Based on what, mostly?
Based on seasonal demand, currency exchange rates, and broader macroeconomic conditions.
Makes sense. If there's a sudden global recession, people cancel their luxury resort vacations long before they stop buying groceries online or paying their apartment rent.
Exactly. So hospitality is the high-risk, high-reward slice of the pie.
Which brings us to the fourth asset type. And this seems to be the darling of the 2026 market for those looking to balance all these factors. Mixed-use developments.
Yes.
These are those massive projects that combine residential apartments, commercial office space, and retail stores all into one single footprint, usually a large tower or a multi-building complex.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of portfolio strategy, mixed-use developments are currently seen as the ultimate safety net.
Really? The ultimate safety net.
Yeah. Think about the mechanics of risk here. If you own a token representing a purely retail building and foot traffic drops because a new shopping district opens across town, your yield suffers immediately.
Right, because no one is shopping there.
Exactly. But in a mixed-use tokenized asset, your risk is internally diversified within the physical building itself.
Because if the retail sector on the ground floor underperforms, the residential apartments on the top 20 floors or the corporate offices in the middle can maintain the asset's overall cash flow.
You are essentially buying into a self-contained microeconomy.
That's fascinating.
People live upstairs, work in the middle, and shop on the bottom. It offers incredible flexibility and resilience, which is exactly what investors are prioritizing right now.
They want exposure to multiple economic sectors, and a tokenized mixed-use building provides that internal hedge in a single asset.
Precisely.
Okay, so we know what types of buildings generate these digital yields, but a concrete box in a shrinking town doesn't perform like one in a booming capital.
Location still matters.
Always. The conversation naturally has to shift from what you buy to where you buy it. The sources give us a really clear regional breakdown of where the smart money is flowing globally right now.
And this is where the frictionless, cross-border aspect of tokenization truly shines. You are no longer limited to the commercial developments happening in your own zip code.
Let's start with a region seeing massive inflows. Saudi Arabia.
A huge market right now.
The report highlights the rapid growth, the major economic transformations moving away from purely oil-based revenues, and the massive mega projects in cities like Riyadh.
Right.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second. We see a lot of flashy rendering videos of these mega cities online. Is the hype real, or is this just speculative?
The sheer scale of capital being deployed into actual concrete and steel in Saudi Arabia right now is historic.
So it's very real.
It's very real. Whole new districts, commercial hubs, and residential zones are actively being built to facilitate a massive structural economic shift.
Wow.
When a government commits to transforming its entire economic base, it creates a massive runway for real estate appreciation. Tokenization is allowing global investors to get a fractional foothold in that specific growth story early.
Rather than waiting for public REITs to catch up.
Exactly.
And right next door, the report highlights the United Arab Emirates. The UAE, particularly Dubai and Abu Dhabi, are noted as being mature, highly attractive markets.
Yeah, the UAE is a distinctly different play than Saudi Arabia. While Saudi is about rapid ground-up transformation, the UAE offers a proven, mature ecosystem.
It's already established.
Right. It operates as a global financial crossroads. They have incredibly strong infrastructure, very clear regulatory frameworks specifically designed for digital assets, and consistent international demand for both commercial and residential space.
Okay, so moving away from the Middle East, the guide pivots to Europe, which feels like shifting gears from an aggressive sports car to a reliable luxury sedan.
That's a good comparison.
Europe is characterized by stability. Historic cities, incredibly limited space for new construction, and established populations.
Europe serves as your anchor. A tokenized apartment block in Munich or Paris might not give you the exponential double-digit growth of a new mega city project, but it gives you highly predictable yields and capital preservation.
Because you literally can't build much more over there.
Right. The barrier to new building in Europe means existing assets hold their value incredibly well.
And finally, the report points to emerging markets, specifically parts of Africa and Southeast Asia. These are identified as the high-risk, high-reward plays for investors looking for aggressive growth. You've got rapidly expanding middle classes and massive urbanization trends there, but I imagine the regulatory environments there are far less predictable.
They are. You are basically trading legal and regulatory stability for the chance to capture early adoption in markets that have massive demographic tailwinds behind them.
Like population booms?
Right. A booming youth population in Southeast Asia requires a massive expansion of logistics and residential infrastructure. If you can tolerate the higher risk, the potential upside is significant.
Here's where it gets really interesting for you, the listener. When you look at this global map, because of tokenized smart contracts, you could theoretically hold fractions of a high-growth commercial project in Riyadh,
Yep.
plus a hyper-stable residential apartment in Europe, a logistics center in Southeast Asia, and a hospitality resort in Dubai,
Hell of it.
all sitting right next to each other in the exact same digital wallet.
That is the true paradigm shift of 2026. The most robust portfolios don't just pick one region or one asset class.
They blend them.
They combine established and emerging markets to balance risk and return. You use the European residential to provide a stable floor of income, the UAE commercial to provide solid mid-tier appreciation, and the Southeast Asian logistics to chase high-end returns.
You essentially become a global real estate asset manager directly from your phone.
You really do.
It's an incredible concept, but it also sounds like a staggering amount of work. Which brings us to the final piece of the puzzle today. We have to transition into the how.
The practical execution.
Exactly, because searching the entire globe for a structurally sound, legally compliant warehouse in Southeast Asia sounds exhausting and incredibly risky for an individual.
Well, it would be impossible.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the evolution of the platforms themselves. The ecosystem has matured far past the Wild West phase of early crypto.
Thank goodness.
Right. The role of specialized regulated platforms has become central to this entire thesis.
The text specifically introduces a platform called Osul Gemma. It details how evolving technology is making platforms more user-friendly, highly regulated, and deeply transparent. Yes.
I look at platforms like Osul Gamma, sort of like the app store on your smartphone. You don't have to audit the code of every app you download because the app store curates them, checks them for viruses, and ensures they meet a standard before you ever even see them.
Curation is the absolute key word there. A token, as we discussed earlier, is just a wrapper.
Right.
If you buy a tokenized property on an unvetted, decentralized exchange, you have no idea if the underlying special purpose vehicle is structured legally.
Or if it even exists.
Exactly. You don't know if the lease agreements are solid or if the property manager is actually collecting rent. Platforms like Osul Gamma do the heavy lifting of institutional-grade due diligence first.
They do the homework.
They structure the legal side, they vet the physical property management, and then they offer the tokenized asset to the investor in a highly structured, compliant environment.
So, what does this all mean for you? If a listener is a beginner and wants to try this, is it safe to just jump onto a platform and buy a fraction of an African logistics center? Or is there a smarter way to execute this? This raises an important question about strategy versus access. Just because tokenization makes it technically easy and drastically lowers the financial entry requirements.
Sometimes letting you invest with just a few hundred dollars, right?
Right. But that doesn't mean you should abandon fundamental investing principles.
The smart money rules still apply, even if the technology is new.
Completely. The smart money focuses on the fundamentals. First, start small. Use the lower barrier to entry to test the waters.
Makes sense.
Buy a small fraction of a stable asset just to understand how the platform mechanics work and to see firsthand how that stablecoin income is distributed to your wallet.
Get a feel for it.
Second, clearly define your goal. Are you looking for the steady monthly income of a residential unit or the long-term capital appreciation of a development project in Riyadh?
Don't just buy a token because the rendering of the building looks futuristic.
Exactly. Third, make sure this strategy complements your existing portfolio. If you already own a lot of high-risk technology stocks or volatile digital assets, maybe lean heavily into stable European residential real estate rather than emerging market hospitality.
Balance it out.
Right. And finally, actively track early indicators. Watch where major new infrastructure, like highways or rail lines, is being built. Watch for pro-business policy changes in regions like the UAE.
Because staying ahead of those shifts is how you identify the best opportunities before they become obvious to the broader market.
Precisely.
It really is a completely new era of investing. We've covered a massive amount of ground today. To quickly recap our mission for you, Tokenized real estate in 2026 is no longer just a trendy buzzword.
It's here to stay.
It is a foundational portfolio strategy. It takes the solid income-generating stability of physical brick-and-mortar assets and merges it with the frictionless cross-border accessibility of digital smart contracts.
Beautifully said.
And to execute it properly, you need a calculated mix of asset types. Residential for stability, logistics for resilience, mixed use for diversification. And you need to spread that across a map of both emerging growth hubs and established stable markets, utilizing curated platforms to manage the legal complexity.
It is the ultimate democratization of institutional real estate.
But as always on this deep dive, we don't want to just leave things tied up in a neat little bow. We want to leave you with something to chew on.
Always.
Something that pushes the boundaries of the mechanics we've discussed today. We've talked extensively about the incredible benefit of liquid digital access to physical buildings.
The ability to buy and sell fractions of a physical deed instantly, 24/7.
But what happens when the real world changes overnight? Think about it. If a tokenized coastal property suddenly faces a massive, unforeseen climate risk.
Or if an industrial logistics hub is made completely obsolete by a sudden breakthrough in autonomous delivery drones.
Exactly. How quickly does a hyper-liquid digital market panic compared to the traditional real estate market?
Well, traditional real estate moves incredibly slowly. A panic takes months or even years to fully play out in physical property prices because selling a building takes a lot of time.
But tokens move in milliseconds. Could the very ease of selling these tokens, that remove from cart simplicity we praised earlier, cause a sudden, unprecedented digital bank run on a physical property?
It's a scary thought.
It's a scenario the market hasn't fully stress tested yet. We started this deep dive talking about how investing in real estate used to be like buying an immovable mountain. Tokenization lets us break that mountain into digital pebbles so we can trade them effortlessly.
Right.
But you have to ask yourself, if everyone decides to throw their pebbles at the exact same time, what happens to the mountain?
A fascinating structural problem for the future of the market to solve.
Something for you to ponder as you look at your own portfolio and navigate these new digital waters. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the world around you. Keep looking for the why behind the trends. And we will see you next time.